Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And it is June the 23rd.
Yes. I'm so glad you put the date.
Well, it seemed like a logical place to go. Just to name. Is that even the date? I don't even know. Yeah, it is the 23rd. Okay.
Is it the 23rd? Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm never more. Because you know what? It dawned on me that like next weekend, not this coming weekend, but the next weekend is 4th of July.
I know.
It's crazy. I feel like I don't know where the time has gone.
I know. Well, I never know what day it is. And last week I really did. It was Friday to me about 3 days in a row. I just don't. Mm-hmm. I don't really keep up with those sorts of details in the summer. I can't be troubled.
Well, there's really no reason to. I mean, I feel like every day for us pretty much looks the same, except for Sundays because we have church. But other than that, we're just, you know what I mean? Like it's all the same. So we sleep late. We get up. Today, we're going to go see Jurassic World.
Well, Alex and David went a couple of weeks ago and really liked it.
Okay. Well, I'm taking Jackson and Caroline. So we'll see. Will doesn't want to go see it because he doesn't like movies. He and Gully are the same, and they don't like movies where things jump out at you.
I'm with them.
Mm-hmm. I don't like things jumping out at me, but a dinosaur, I don't mind.
Okay. because you know it's not
really
real.
Happen. Yeah. It can't really happen. That's it. Mm-hmm. Other things could really, like, I mean, Chucky and all those, like, weird movies, Freddy Krueger, somewhere in my mind, I think that could really happen. But a dinosaur cannot.
Well, I'm going to tell you that dinosaur jumping out at you can happen on the Jurassic Park ride at Universal Studios. Mm. And I mean, I don't know how many times we have done that ride. And every time there's this thing at the end where you would think that I had no idea that there was going to be a dinosaur that was going to go rogue. You know, like, I just, I'm as frightened every time as I was the time before.
Well, that just means they're doing their job mm-hmm. at Universal Studios. Mm-hmm. There's at the aquarium in Houston, there's a shark train. And we used to do that some when Caroline was little. And it's that you get to a part and you've gone under this tunnel where these sharks are swimming above you. Like there's sharks everywhere. And then you get past it and they start talking about how years ago during Hurricane Alicia, when the streets flooded, a shark roamed the streets and then boom. And it that same deal. It used to scare me every time.
Yeah. I'm not really cut out for that sort of thing, but I will say the movie, for my people was enjoyable. So,
okay. Well, everybody seems to just be loving it. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go see that this afternoon.
Well, that sounds like big fun.
Mm-hmm,
we are not going to do anything this afternoon because we had a full day yesterday and Alex has a full day tomorrow and I declared today is a day of nothing.
That is nice. That is nice. Yeah, we kind of had a day of nothing yesterday. We went to, what did we do? We went to Torchy's Tacos. And, Perry was home yesterday because of all the rain, so he could not work. And so he did something that was like maybe made me the happiest I've been in a long time, which is he finally cleaned off the desk, his desk, which is in our kitchen, which I can't even tell you was piled so high under papers. There was like no organizational system. And so he did that. And we threw out two computers.
Oh, okay. Did you finally get rid of the white one?
We got rid of the white one, which
good. Listen, you talk about some sort of scary character in a movie is that white computer. I mean, like, you should have saved that thing. That's the kind of thing that come back and haunt somebody.
I know. It was a fire hazard. Well, I told Perry, he said, is this computer, is there stuff on it? And I said, I think I took everything off of it. And I said, here, I can charge it and see if he said, I don't think we better plug this in. He said, I'm afraid it'll catch fire. It had like exposed wires and everything. In the back. So we threw that out and then we had that that old HP, that touch screen.
Yes, ours is still up and running.
Well, ours, something happened to it and it does not work anymore. So we got rid of that. So all of a sudden it's like we have all this desk space and it's all clean and I don't know, it makes me want to go to the container store and get some containers and stuff.
Did the white computer, could you even open it and the screen stay up or did you have to hold the screen?
No, you had to hold the screen. Uh-huh. You had to hold it. Yeah, you had to hold it.
Which is really a feature you look for in a laptop.
Well, it makes it real easy to use.
Yeah.
It's real user-friendly if you have to sit and hold the screen open. Uh-huh. So anyway, so that was that's the most boring day ever, but I was real excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you. I'm excited for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we didn't do one thing. I mean, we had to run errands and stuff like that, but nothing much. Nothing nearly as exciting as that.
Well, what is?
That's true. That's our exciting summer thus far.
Okay.
We were going to the beach this week, and then that all kind of shifted and changed because of some work stuff with David, and so. But I'm not sad to be home for a week and to be soaking up some time.
Yeah, I agree. So we all go at another point to the beach?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I cannot adequately communicate to anybody, I don't feel like, how happy I am to be home.
Yes.
Like, I cannot. It's something like I wake up in the morning and I think, all I have to do today is stay home. Mm-hmm. And it makes me so happy. Like, it makes me. Like, clearly something was out of whack in my life for it to make me so happy.
Yeah.
So even with the beach not working out, I was like, oh, well, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it.
Oh, well, I'll just be home. Like, I'm just going to be home.
Mm-hmm. I get it. I know. I'm a homebody. I like being home. I'm laughing because I've been reading, I'm reading Jen Lancaster's newest book called I Regret Nothing right now.
Yes.
And she talks about, I really like it. I don't know that I love it, but I like it. But she talks about, it's all about kind of being in her 40s and like she's created this bucket list for herself.
Right.
And one of her things is that she really likes being at home and she never likes to leave. So she wanted to take a trip to Rome. That became her thing. But as it got closer, she was like, why did I schedule this? I just like being home with my dogs. And I thought, oh, there's like a whole group of us. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting that a lot of us write books and we do all that, but we really just like to be home in our pajamas. You know what I mean? Like, because I think there are other people who, you know, live to travel and be gone and do all that. And I'm just not one of those people.
I am not either. I even thought Alex is going to be gone tomorrow and I thought I was going to be home all day, but I'm not, but that's okay. But since we made this office in the back, like it's made it worse because I don't need to go, like, I don't have to go to Starbucks. I don't have to go to Panera. Now I still will, but I don't have to. And like last night after supper, I came back here and you know, I'm getting ready to start working on this new book. And I was like the goobiest, geekiest. It was like the part of me that was 16 and like to stay home and read. It was like every one of her dreams had come true in that moment. Like I had post-its and my favorite pens, and I was just making notes, and I was listening to James Taylor, and I thought, well, I don't even know that life gets better than this. I don't know what could possibly happen to make life any better.
Well, probably nothing.
Golly.
I mean, I get it. So I totally get it.
So well, I don't know, but I also think if I give way to it too much, I could wind up with a touch of the agoraphobia.
Oh, for sure. That's why. Yeah. You've got to get out. You've got to get out and do stuff. And I am like today, I'm glad we're going to the movies. We've got a thing tonight. And then tomorrow, it seems like we have something. Oh, tomorrow Caroline's going over to, she's going with a friend. And so I'm like, we need to do something, you know, we got to have some activities.
Mm-hmm. Well, kudos to you is what I say.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you
for your activities. I think that's wise and smart.
Well, we need a couple of things. Last week we had soccer camp that got us out every day, but this week we have had no camps, no nothing.
Well, you know, Alex is doing his CrossFit thing this summer, and so that gets us out in the afternoons. But as far as the mornings, I see no reason to leave.
Now, Caroline got up this morning and she decided to go for a run because she wants to stay in shape for soccer and cross country. And I thought what would really be good is if I would go run with her, but I did not do that.
Well, good for her.
I know. She's motivated. Well, you know, the next year in school, it starts when she can play all her sports.
Right, right.
At school. So she's excited about that.
How far did she run?
I think like a mile.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, but fast. I mean, she's so fast. Like, I looked because she was doing the block, and like, it's like a sprint. It's like a sprint mile. It's not the way I would run a mile.
Right.
You know?
Right.
She's saying she did not sprint. It looked like a sprint to me. It was very fast.
I'm going to say if she was doing more than walking with one leg and dragging the other, it was a sprint. That's a sprint.
She was not hiking in wedges.
She was not hiking in wedges. Oh, my word.
Oh, goodness.
I know. Okay, so you mentioned a little bit ago that people have asked how we met, which that tickles me because I feel like everybody's sort of been with us the whole time.
Yeah, but that's a long time.
I know. It is. It's like 9 years.
Yeah. God, that's crazy. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I can't even believe it.
That is crazy.
But yeah, when we first met, okay, so everybody's been asking, and we talk about this on an early podcast, but I totally understand that not everybody wants to go back and listen to all those.
Sure, yeah.
We both met when we had both started blogging, which was, what, 2006?
Yeah, I mean, I can go back and look to the first time you left me a comment, but it was like it was late summer, early fall, I think, of 2006.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we've both been blogging less than a year. You'd been blogging a little longer than me.
Yeah. And you left me a comment and you mentioned, I feel like I've told this story a bajillion times, but I'll tell it one more time. Yeah. So, you mentioned Chris Tomlin and Jackie Sherrill in your comment,
yes.
Which it's a fine way to get my attention. The other thing was that not many people were reading my blog at that point. Like it was.
Yeah. It was a new day. You'd have like 100 readers a day, maybe.
Oh, wait, okay, but you can tell the part because I forgot this part about how you found me.
Oh, yeah. I found you. It was a long story, but I had read different. I was reading some different blogs, and then somebody linked to a blog called In the Midst of It, which was written by a girl named Sarah, who I don't think blogs anymore. And then she mentioned you in a blog post. But I found her through Lisa Welchel.
Yes.
So it all goes back. It, like everything in life, it goes back to Blair on
Facts
of Life.
It all goes back to Blair Warner.
Yes.
And I still follow Sarah on Instagram, by the way.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't even know she was on Instagram.
Yeah, they live in Idaho now.
No, really?
Yeah, they do. They did a church plant up there, and they live in Idaho.
Good night. I had no idea. So that was how. That's how I found you, and I started reading, and I thought you were funny, of course, and it seemed like we had a lot in common because you had one child, and I had one child. We had the same pillows. Remember, we had all these things, all these weird things.
Yes. And this does sound like an eHarmony commercial right now, by the way.
I know. And then remember you emailed me one night and you said, I was like, I have those same pillows. I have whatever. And then you said, if you tell me you're a Chi Omega, I'm about to call my sister and wake her up. Because it was like eerie how much stuff we had in common.
Two husbands, both self-employed.
Yes.
One child. We were both working. Nobody else really who was blogging was working.
No.
I don't think.
Uh-uh. No. Everybody, at that time, it felt like everybody was like homeschooling. Mm-hmm. And blogs was so different then.
Yes.
Blogs were so different then because nobody had, like, there weren't like necessarily like decorating blogs and cooking blogs. And it wasn't like it is now where you had all these like specialty blogs. People that were blogging then, it was just, you just blogged.
There were no niches. I mean, it was like there was a corner of the internet that was Christian women and then, in the end.
Yes, that was it. And so we were there. And so we just, I don't know. And then we talked for the first time on the phone about, you know what? We talked, look how it all comes full circle, about me buying that MacBook, which is the white computer we just threw out because it was all broken.
Look at there.
Full circle.
Full circle.
Because you had a Mac, and I said, do you like your Mac? Because I needed to get a new computer and all that. And so that was our first conversation. Mm-hmm. And then we ended up, who was it? It was that record company.
Provident.
Thank you. Shannon, who had a blog called Rocks and Art My Dryer, flew us to Birmingham to go see Casting Crowns.
That's right. That's the first time we met in person.
That's when we all met in person.
Mm-hmm.
And Shannon doesn't blog anymore. So anyway, so that's it. So that's how we met. And then we just kind of, I don't know,
when that first time we talked on the phone, I remember the first time we talked on the phone, you told me that you had always wanted to write a book. I've told you this, that I thought that was so fancy.
Well.
And because, you know, that had not really ever occurred to me because that would be a large project that I did not ever know how I would finish.
Mm-hmm.
And, but after that, we kind of started talking every day or every other day, kind of the way you would with somebody you work with.
Yeah.
Just kind of about the lay of the land and what was going on and what, and then as more different kind of opportunities or chances to write or whatever started to pop up, which is sort of started to, I don't know, to run all that stuff by each other, as yeah. we still do.
As we still do. And then one time you said something about, I think it was, wasn't it David that said, suggested like we could do a podcast?
Yes, because he would hear me on the phone with you laughing my head off about mm-hmm. whatever, or talking endlessly about, because there was also a time when we talked a lot because we didn't really have any money, and we talked a lot about what was on sale at Old Navy. Do you remember this?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was constantly about what we could buy at Old Navy.
And so he said, y'all should do one of those podcasts. Y'all should do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so we said, okay.
Yeah. And then you figured out how to do it. You still are the one that does. I laugh because every now and then somebody will email me and want to know, like, how do you do the podcast? I'm like, well, I do it. I just get on Skype and plug in my microphone. That's what I do.
I should write a post about it, because people do ask me a lot, but I'm so scared that everything I do is wrong, that I will be mocked. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I so think that I don't necessarily do it the way that it's supposed to be done. Because the few times when I've told somebody, like, that I record our voices on the same track, that mm-hmm. we're not on different tracks, people go like, oh. Because I can't edit our voices separately. It's either loud and sounds fine, oh, yeah. or, you know what I mean? Like, there's no...
Well, it clearly has worked for us.
Well, you know, I realized one time, there was one time when, like, for a period of podcasts where you were really loud and I was quiet, and it's because I had my microphone settings wrong, and I was not actually, my microphone was not actually on.
Oh.
And that's the level of professionalism that I like to bring to this operation.
That's right.
I'd like to record multiple podcasts.
Yep.
With no microphone.
Yep. We're all about the perfection. We're mm-hmm. all about the high technological aspects and content and mm-hmm. what have you.
Mm-hmm. I do think, though, about us meeting, like, I think about this all the time, that I don't know that I wouldn't have done half the stuff that I've done, I don't think, if we hadn't met.
No, I think you need somebody to say, like, oh, there's just different stuff. Like, hey, here's how you can do this, or I tried this, or do you thought about this? It's like security in numbers or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you just need somebody to bounce all this stuff off of.
Yeah. And it doesn't even feel weird to me now that you're in Texas and I'm here. It did feel a little weird at first, because it was kind of like, I'm talking to my friend.
Yes. Yeah.
But now it doesn't feel weird to me that we're in separate places.
No. Well, I think that's what the internet has done.
Thank you, internet.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's all about everybody meets people from wherever, and it doesn't really matter. And now we see each other in real life. We know probably, what, 4 or 5 times a year on
it. Yeah. That's which is delightful. We do see each other 4 or 5 times a year. We will see each other in about 2 weeks, three
weeks. Yes, we will. Mm-hmm. With Christy Knuckles,
which I can't even... I honestly, last night, no lie, as I sat back here and made my geek, like, was so in mm-hmm. my nerd mode.
Yes.
And I thought, I'm going to have to do a video with Melanie and Christy Knuckles. My hair wants to get in a corner right now, just thinking about it. And I did not know, like, when I scheduled my next appointment, it's not until the end of July. So I'm going to be right in the middle of color and roots and the whole thing. And I don't even know. I can't think about it too much, or I'll have a panic attack.
Well, I have to tell you, true confession, I normally in the summer, like, I had my hair done in April right before all the book stuff started, because I knew I had a lot of speaking and I had a lot of things. And so I had it done. And then normally, like, during the summer, I just don't mess with it, because mm-hmm. I'm like, it's dirty every day. It's always in a ponytail. I don't do anything. But then when it began to dawn on me, I think it was last week, I texted my hairstylist in a panic and said, can you fit me in anytime between now and July 7th?
Okay.
Then
if you're going in, for the full, Nelson, like, if you're doing that, then I'm getting mine changed. My psyche cannot handle you having fresh highlights and a fresh cut and Christy Knuckles being there and me, like, with, you know, like, with my bob and the roots. And it's going to be so frizzy because it's so hot.
I know. I just was like, I've got too many grays and I cannot meet Christy Knuckles and be around her and be in a video with her.
You've met her before.
Well, I have met her, but I can't meet her. I blocked that time out. I'm pretending like this time that is my first time to meet her. because the first time I met her, let me just tell this story.
This is, you've got a holy redo is what you've got.
That's exactly right.
Uh-huh.
The first time I met her was after a Beth Moore Bible study in Houston. And I was really overwhelmed anyway, because I was standing back there and I was going to see Beth, and Lauren Chandler was also there, who was precious.
That's another person to send me into a hair panic.
Oh, listen, you aren't even kidding. And so she was there, and then there was Christy Knuckles, who in my mind I had, you know, I don't know, idealized all these years. And there she was standing there, and she said to me, I think I've told this story before, but she said to me, "You look so familiar. Do I know you?" And here's the thing. She knows my sister, which I've never made this connection with her, but my sister and Christy were friends when they both lived in Oklahoma. And so my sister knew Christy and her husband when they were dating and everything. So I know the reason I looked familiar to her is because my sister and I look alike. But what I said to her, instead of making that lovely connection like a normal person with social skills and saying, "Oh, you know my sister, blah, blah, blah," what I said was, "I have a blog." And she just kind of looked at me like she... And that's it. That's all I could say. And then I didn't even follow it up with. And then sweet Lauren Chandler, who's like an angel on earth, was like, "It's a really popular blog. A lot of people read it. It's called Big Mama." And I was like, "Oh, she's trying to, you know, whatever." But that's okay. That's been a lot of years. And so I'm fully prepared now to make the connection of, "You knew my sister. Y'all were friends."
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah.
And but in the moment, how could you have possibly? I mean.
No, it was too much. I was too overwhelmed. I didn't know. I just, you know, everybody. But I thankfully, I'm going to get a redo.
Do you remember when, this was after we started talking on the phone, and we were kind of going through all that stuff with that thing that we thought we were going to do that we thought was going to be a big deal, but then it didn't end up working out.
Yes.
But we were trying to decide what to do about our work, about our jobs.
Yes, yes.
And I would listen every single day. I would listen to like an old way back Passion CD and listen to Christy sing His Renown.
Yes, I do remember that.
Oh, my word. I mean, like, to me, she is the, between that and A Grateful People, she is the soundtrack of those early blogging days for me and for you. Like, when I didn't know if, you know, like, I mean, if all the blog had ever been was just the blog, I would have been so fine with that. But just, you know, stuff kind of started to crop up and just not really knowing, you know, my big thing is not knowing if I had permission to move forward, if I was supposed to move forward, just because the door opens doesn't mean it's a good door, all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And so, the fact that we are going to do this video thing with her, and it's for Dot Mom, by the way, it's not just because, you know.
Not just because she wanted to make a video with us. We're going to be in her next music video.
Yes.
It's going to be,
yes.
You see it on YouTube.
Yes. Oh. But so anyway, the fact that we get to do this really does, if I think about it long enough, I could probably bawl my eyes out, and I still may.
Yeah. It's pretty. Yeah,
it's weird.
Funny. Life is funny. I know. It's very weird. I totally agree. It's very weird.
I mean, the only thing weirder, honestly, would be if we ever got to do something with Amy Grant, which we wouldn't, even if we did, because I would not stop crying.
No, so. that would be too much. That would be too much. Speaking of, I haven't even told you this, and I don't know the details. I don't know anything yet, but it looks like when speaking of celebrities, it looks like I might be going on the John Tesh radio show.
Wait, no, that was Mary Lou Henner.
I was already on the Mary Lou Henner show.
Okay.
Now John Tesh.
John Tesh radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, like, yep. You know.
He was married to Connie Selica, who used to be in the show Hotel.
Well, I watched Hotel back in the day.
I loved Hotel.
It was very glamorous.
Uh-huh. It was Love Boat, but in a hotel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know I've got all these images popping through my head of, like, John Tesh music videos from the 80s. You remember he was always, like, the piano was always on a cliff.
Yeah.
And he had this, like, it was like a Time Warner record thing, but it was like the sounds of John Tesh or something, and he was playing and the waves were crashing. And
yeah, I know John Tesh, but he has like a radio show now, but I don't totally understand, because it's like a radio show, I think, but it's also maybe not just a radio show, because there's talk of like, I need to go somewhere with a green screen and have like my hair and makeup done.
Is it like a web show?
Well, it may be a web show. I don't really know. This
well,
is all
I'm Googling it right
very
now.
Early on. It's very early in the details.
John Tesh radio show. It's on iHeartRadio. So that means...
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
That is correct.
It looks like it is... it's called Intelligence for Your Life.
Yeah, well, I know, because I'm going on as an expert. But I have not been... Here's the thing. I got real tickled because when I got the thing from Katie at Tyndale, she said they want to have you on as an expert. She said, still working to get clarification on what your topic of expertise is. Well,
yeah, that's a good thing to know before you go on there. It's good for everybody to be clear about that. Yeah.
But I thought, I'm real tickled that not even the people at my publishers know, like, well, clearly her area of expertise is that we're still working to get clarification on what exactly they think I'm an expert in.
Well, it says so, here that it looks like Connie Selica is a part of it, which...
I know. I saw that. Caroline's even laughing. She's sitting next to me on the couch. She's laughing because she knows. And we need to clarify what I'm an expert on.
Well, I think that's delightful. I think that is... It looks like they have all kinds of areas of expertise, from money to home improvement. I bet you're loving relationships.
Well, or I could be ethics and Christian theology.
You could be ethics and Christian theology. That's true.
Where my book was ranked for a while. So yeah. That clearly ethics and Christian theology is a big thing with me.
Well, that so is, where did you go for a green screen?
Well, I don't know. They're figuring that out. They're figuring that out. And then they emailed back and said, is she going to want her hair and makeup done? And I was like, well, yeah, if you're offering, of course I do. I mean, if you feel like I need it, then yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I don't, because I'm not going to turn that down.
Well, I mean, because this could lead to like a, I don't know. I mean, I feel like next could be like Fox News or something.
Probably. That's probably where to go.
Which, I mean, if that happens, I'm so proud, but you know, I probably won't watch because the graphics make me nervous, but listen, nobody would cheer louder than I would.
Thank you. Well, you know that on the internet, foxnews.com, they've toned down their graphics.
I don't believe it.
No, they have. Cause I looked the other day.
I believe you. I just don't believe it's like a long term.
But it's a lot more subdued than what it was.
Oh, it is. That's right.
Yeah. So I think maybe they're focusing more on the serious, hard hitting.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, like, you know that old Fox News website looked like something from about 1994.
Yeah, it was a lot. It had a lot going on.
I mean, including like an ad for AOL dial up or something. Like it was from another era. It felt like.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot happening.
Well, congratulations on the John Tesh.
Well, it's not a for sure thing. I haven't heard anything back. It's just a possibility at this point. But just while we were talking about meeting Amy Grant and other people, I felt like John Tesh, you know.
Well, certainly.
Well, you know, fits in. So, now I just saw, speaking of, I just got a Fox News. I just saw a link to an article about a woman who was hospitalized in Australia after wearing her skinny jeans. She had to be cut out of her skinny jeans.
Well, at that point, I don't know that they were skinny jeans. That's kind of skinny jeans to a whole new level, don't you think?
Yeah, but it said that she got some sort of like syndrome or something where like she had to be cut out of them because she was moving and she was bending and it was, I don't know. It's not sound good.
Like what? And like she just swole up like in her jeans and couldn't get out.
Couldn't get out. They said normally it's a thing that you only get when you're wearing like a cast or a wrap that's too tight.
Like sepsis or something.
I don't know if it was, I don't know what it was. I just saw the headline and thought,
goodness.
I know. But it's a popular fashion trend because I clicked on it because it said popular fashion trend can be really bad for your health.
Well, what do you think the odds are, honestly, that your average person is going to be cut out of their
jeans? She was hospitalized for 4 days after experiencing muscle damage, swelling, and nerve blockage in her leg after squatting for several hours while wearing tight-fitting denim.
Okay, well, let's back that up. Why is she squatting for several hours?
Because she was moving. She wore them to move, which, I mean, if you're going to wear that...
She wasn't moving, like, on the dance floor. She was like, moving houses.
She was moving houses.
Okay, I gotcha.
Her legs had swelled up so bad, and her ankles had become so weak as a result that she could not walk.
Oh, my word. Well, see, when you said moving initially, I'm picturing somebody, like, out on the dance floor. Like, she's moving, you know?
No.
She's...
It says, okay, It's called compartment syndrome. It's a condition that results from increased pressure in a confined body space.
My goodness.
Do not play around with that. It's a good thing we should all be glad that bootcut and flares are coming
back. That's exactly right. It is good for your health.
It's saving lives.
That's right. Oh, my word. Well, bless her heart.
I know. I'm thinking she probably didn't have, I'm going to say that she didn't have a nicer pair that had some elastic in them. I'm thinking she just had, they were straight up denim.
Yeah, just like some old school.
They didn't have enough give.
No Lycra.
Yeah, didn't have enough give is what I'm thinking.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, so there you go. Okay, so this is a little bit of an update, but you know I ordered the sheer loom, which, is it sheer loom or is it sheer loomay? Because it has a little accent over the E, and I thought, oh, it's fancier than I thought. Is it sheer loomay?
It is. I've been calling it sheer loom. But
me
what
too. So, you know, I ordered some. And I got it in a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, and you texted me about the smell.
Okay. So I did text Melanie about the smell because I feel like, okay, so maybe in my head, I was not putting together, like, this is an essential oils company. This is a product for an essential oils company. But when I first opened it, I was like, oh, well, my word, that is a strong scent. And, like, what would you say it is? Is it a floral scent to you? Is it a...
I don't think it's a floral scent. I think it's the combination of all those oils. I think that when you made the comment about the scent, well, number one, I told you it made me realize, it confirmed that I think I'm having some smell issues.
Right, right.
Which I won't get into right now. But number two, I think when you're using all those different oils, you've got so many different smells going on. I really hadn't even thought to caution anybody about the smell.
Well, so I was like, oh gosh, this is really good. And I'm very sensitive to smells. And I'm especially, we've talked about this 1,000 times. I'm especially sensitive to floral smells. I don't like anything floral. I don't like anything super medicinal unless it's like a menthol smell. But I don't like the smell of tea tree oil by itself. And there was something in there that I was like, oh, that's strong. But I'm going to try it anyway because it's supposed to be really good. And then I put it on the first night. And it was one of those things where I was like, I can't get the smell out of my nose. Like, the smell is everywhere. Like, it's on my hands. So I washed my hands. I could not escape the smell. So then I tried it. I wore it a second time. And it was the same thing. Like, where I smelled it all day long.
Okay.
And I mean, you know, and I'm somebody, I have my little blend, like roll on thing, like for essential oils. So, I mean, I walk around smelling like, you know, an herb garden pretty much all the time, but this for some reason was not pleasing to me. And so the third time when I found myself like, I dreaded putting it on my face because I so did not want to smell it. I thought, you know what? I think I won't send this back. I think it's just not the best product for me. So I'm sending it back.
Oh, you are? So the smell is that bad?
The smell is that bad to me. Like I dread putting it on. And I don't think that it smells that bad to other people. Like, I've looked online and people talk about what a lovely scent it has. It's just one of those things where whatever that scent is, it's not my thing.
Okay. Well, I guess so. I had not really, see, that's funny because the smell to me, and it just goes back to, I did not care if it was making my skin look better. I didn't really care what it smelled like.
But I can't do smells. Like I can't take that feeling. Again, says the person who wears mentholatum. You know, like it's Vaseline, but there's certain smells that just trigger a nerve in me. And I think it's either tea tree oil in there or it's some kind of floral rose or a combination of the two, but it does not smell good to me. And like, I figure if I dread putting it on my face because of the way it smells,
that's not good.
Yeah. There's probably a better product for me.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I would have cautioned about the smell had I really, but I, like I told you, I feel like I've had some sinus issues and my sense of smell, I have noticed, I don't think is what it used to be.
Well, because you said the other night that you sat down after you put all your stuff on your face and Perry said, it's something burning.
Yeah, he thought. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And then he followed that up with about 2 nights later, asked if there'd been a chemical spill in our bathroom.
Yeah.
So clearly.
Yeah.
Oh, but listen, Does he want a wife with no sunspots or not?
All right. Like, it requires some sacrifice.
Yes. So that is just what it is. I do not really notice the smell, but it made me aware that I guess some people notice the smell. Because I've actually gotten to where I didn't know that I could deal with the frankincense when I first got it. But now I really, the frankincense, I find it very soothing.
I will say, like, you know, I love that blend that I use, the oil blend thing, uh-huh. but, uh-huh. But David does not like the smell of it. And, uh-huh. and, you know, I'm rarely happier than I am. Like you, like if I've got some nail polish remover and some nail polish and then a big vat of mentholatum and then the roll-on blend with the lavender and the spearmint and all that kind of stuff. And then a big pile of lavender lotion, like those things. I'm never happier. Some eucalyptus than when all those things converge at one time. And okay. you know, well, like if I'm sitting in a room and they have all converged at once and, that is not, those are not David's favorite smells.
No, that doesn't really appeal to me either. Mm-hmm. That does not really appeal to me either. No, I can't. Yeah. So it does not bother me, but just be warned if you get the sheer loom or the sheer lemay.
Sheer lemay.
As it may be, that there may be a smell. Mm-hmm. I didn't really notice. Yeah. So,
it just did not work for me.
Scent is a really personal thing.
It is.
I mean, I think there's some people that like, I mean, I've gone in some houses where people have a candle burning and I'm like, how do you smell that all day? Like that gives mm-hmm. me a headache. I can't stand it. But I'm sure people think the same. You know, there may be candles that I burn that people do not like that are too strong.
What candles are you burning right now?
My two go-tos right now are the volcano candles I love mm-hmm, from Anthropologie. Well, originally I found them at Anthropologie, but you can find them different places. And they're not cheap, but they last forever.
They sure do.
And they make your whole house smell. And then my other one I like is it the Voluspa, and it's the Goji Taroko.
Orange.
Orange. Yeah,
that's what I just lit. Well, we're on the same page then, because I went yesterday and got two. Actually, I just kind of went back and forth, like, for summer, what do I want for summer? And I decided on the Goji Taroko orange one.
Yeah, I feel like it's a good year-round because it doesn't smell too heavy. That is probably my favorite. I probably actually like the Goji Taroko more than I even like the volcano.
But that volcano smell is so distinctive, and mm-hmm. it does make your house smell so good. Like it... I noticed yesterday in Anthropologie, they've got some gorgeous new containers for them.
Yeah, so, they do those mercury glass. Yeah.
And they had a white one that's like looks like porcelain almost. And it's got, it's got royal blue, just like some leaves kind of at the bottom, real delicate and pretty.
Okay. Huh.
It's pretty.
Well, I got the red volcano last time because it red in my living room looks good. So mm-hmm. I have the red and then I have the Goji Taroko is always red. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So those are my candles of choice now.
Okay. That's our exciting candle news.
Okay. I'm going to read. Somebody asked a couple of questions in my comments last time.
Oh, excellent.
I know. So I think these are good ones. Okay. So first, if you had your own fashion designer, what is something you would have them make for you that you can't find in the average store?
Ooh. Ooh, a perfect black t-shirt.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. And would you want it to be a little longer?
I would want it to be a little longer. The thing that I'm running into with t-shirts, it's really the perfect black t-shirt and the perfect white t-shirt are my uh-huh. two. That's what mascara is for me in the beauty world. That's what I'm chasing in the fashion world.
Yes.
Because I feel like I'm constantly, it's a constant, but it's too thick. It's too thin. It's too short. It's too long. It's too baggy. It's too tight. The sleeves are tricky. Like there was an INC, that's a brand that you get at Macy's.
Yeah.
There was an INC black t-shirt that I got like 2 years ago that may be my favorite I have ever had. And every day I kick myself that I did not like go online and buy 10 of them.
Because you don't know. You don't know it's going to be gone.
So no, you don't. And you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's somebody mm-hmm. ought to write a song.
They should. So probably for me, that would be huge. The perfect black t-shirt, the perfect white t-shirt.
The white is, to me, I can find a good black. The white is so tricky because I don't own a white t-shirt that I could wear just the t-shirt. Like
I don't
all
either.
Have to have a tank because they're all too sheer to wear alone.
I agree. Yeah,
I will say those Gap linen tees that I've been putting on Fashion Friday, yes. I think that's a great t-shirt. But they're V-neck, and so the V-neck is really, you still have to wear something under it. But I do love the way they feel, and I love the way they wash.
You still have to wear a t-shirt, a tank
yeah,
top under it?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you have to wear a tank under it. That's the problem. Because the white is too sheer. And the V-neck really is too low.
Okay.
I think. Depending on, now maybe if you got it in a smaller size, but I like to wear them a little bigger.
What about you? What would you go after?
I don't know. That is a very tricky, I mean, here's the thing. I wish I could have somebody make me, if I could really have something designed for me, I think it would be like the perfect pair of jeans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I would want them to be, and my Joe's Rocker jeans are about the closest to what I consider to be the perfect pair of jeans that I actually own, which is that they are flare leg. They're like a super soft denim. Like, I love the way they look and the way they feel mm-hmm. and whatever, but they don't make those anymore.
Right. So
that would be, but
it's
I would,
a little bit of a catch-22.
Yes, but that would be, if I could pick one thing, it would probably be that, like a perfect pair of jeans that are like custom made for you, because I think it's hard to find jeans that fit every parameter of your body.
See, if I did that, I'd gain weight in my behind like 4 days later, and then I'd lose weight in my behind, but then I'd gain weight in my weight. Like there's too much yo-yo in my world for any kind of custom made clothing because I might wear it one week and then the next week be like, oh gosh, no, ma'am. These custom jeans do not fit. So yeah. I feel like a t-shirt would be a safer bet for me.
Yes. And I do. I like a good t-shirt too. I would agree with that. But other than that, I can't think of what else it would be, but I think jeans are the thing that to me, I have the hardest time finding. That I love.
I would agree. I think jeans are, I've already kind of started, I need some new jeans and I've kind of started dreading looking for them.
Mm-hmm.
As sad as that is. Because one, it'll be hot, like to try them on. And then it's just tough. They're just tough to find.
Yeah, I think they're hard. I think it's hard to find a good pair. So in like these Joe's jeans that I love, I mean, I bet I've had them for 6 years.
You've had them since we were traveling when we were traveling with Lifeway, so that has been a while.
Yeah, I've had them a long time. I mean, I've loved them for a long time, but I mean, I will wear them until they wear out. But the good news is I've kept them long, so I only wear them with heels, so I don't wear them. They're not everyday jeans.
Right, right.
So what I would really like is to find another pair of them. See, if I had known, I would have bought another pair and had those hem to wear with like flip-flops or tennis shoes or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, you know, there again, it's like the INC t-shirts.
I know.
If only I would have known. And then there's some Citizens of Humanity, like these really cool, like real 70s looking jeans, but they're like $300. And so I have to draw the line at that.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That's pretty pricey for some denim.
That's what I think. It's too much. So anyway, so that is that. And then, okay, so here's the other question.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yes.
What are two qualities you see in your child that remind you of yourself?
Oh, gosh.
I know.
Oh, my word. The careless.
I guess good or bad. Good or bad.
Golly.
I know.
I don't know.
It's hard. I know. I'm sitting here thinking about it for myself, and I can't. I think she has, for Caroline, I would say one thing is I think she has a great sense of humor. Like, I value funny so much, and she's really funny, and so I love that. But I think she gets that from Perry, too, because he's pretty funny.
Yeah, I would say Alex has a really good sense of humor. It's very funny. I noticed at camp, and this is not really a trait as much as it's just like, oh, you have had to spend your whole life with me.
Mm-hmm.
I have this thing. I mean, I do it at work. I do it, like, I can't see somebody usually without saying, like, hey to them and their name. If I see them 75 times in a day, I'm always going to say, hey, and say their name. Like, it's just,
oh, okay.
It's like a weird thing. I don't know where it comes from or whatever. And we were sitting at the scout camp the other night, and Alex was with us. And, like, I don't even notice it when he does it, but David said at some point, he was like, well, my goodness, if he knows somebody's name, he is always going to say hey to them and say their name. And I kind of laughed because I was like, well, that he gets for me. Because I'm like, you know, hey, Mary. Hey, Ann. I don't know. I just have a thing about always using people's names.
I like that. I think that's very friendly.
So, but sure enough, I started paying attention, and he did every time somebody walked by. It was hey and their name. So that's just like a weird little thing he's picked up. He also has my tendency, and this is not necessarily a great thing, to not want to do something unless he can be really good at it.
So
I don't know. That's kind of it's what I call the passive aggressive competitive streak. But
yes,
but he wants to be good at whatever he does. And if he can't be good, then maybe not.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we have a little bit of that. We have some of that too. So, but that's maybe more from Perry than it. Well, I don't know. That's from both of us.
And he's also tenderhearted like I am.
I know. I'm sitting here trying to think. I think the sense of humor. I don't know. I'm looking at her. I just thought of something, but now I can't think of it. It's not her athleticism. She did not get that.
You can't claim that.
I can't claim that. That is not for me.
Sorry, that was my eyes.
She likes, though, and Perry and I are both like this. Like, she's a big, like, justice. You know what I mean? Like, she likes, you know, like, if that's wrong, that's right. This is the way it ought to be. Whatever. And I think she gets that a little bit from both of us. So
Alex is like that, but he gets that from his daddy.
I think I have a little bit of that. Perry probably has more of it than me. I think she's so much like Perry personality wise in so many ways.
Cause you know, I'm all like, well, I mean, what were the circumstances?
Yes. What happened?
Well, they may have really been hurting.
Yes.
And that is not necessarily the angle at which David comes at things.
Yes, I got it. I think she is, we're alike in that I think we're both night owls, and I think we both we don't mind having downtime. Like Perry, you would never find him. He would never sit on the couch and watch a bunch of TV shows or just relax. And she and I will both do that.
Alex and me both too.
So that would be, she just said sometimes she gets bored doing that, which she does, but she will do it. And some days she really enjoys doing it.
That's a valuable quality in my book.
Yes, I agree. That is, sometimes I wish Perry had more of an ability to relax, but he doesn't.
That's a good question. I'm going to be thinking about that all day.
I know. And I thought it was a very good question. So, but that's it. Those were the questions I had.
Okay, let me see if I have any. I still have questions that people left. Somebody said, what are your favorite desserts to eat?
What are your favorite desserts?
Some kind of cobbler.
Okay.
Or there's a white chocolate bread pudding at this restaurant here in Birmingham that is really good. I'm not a huge dessert person, but if I had to pick, it would be a fruit. I know you don't like a lot of fruit in your sweet things, but
no,
but it would be some kind of cobbler or something like a bread pudding kind of thing.
Okay.
I like more texture in dessert than I do anything else. I like chocolate, but I don't like necessarily like a chocolate dessert.
Okay. See, if I'm going to eat dessert, it needs to be chocolate or it's not worth my time.
I gotcha.
So, and it could be anything. I think probably my favorite, like if I could make something right now, would be, I make this like chocolate turtle cake, and it's just like chocolate, but it's a chocolate cake, but in the center of it is like a layer of caramel, like melted caramel, and a layer you do chocolate chips. So it's like all gooey. Mm-hmm. And that is probably my favorite. Like I'll eat that till it's gone. Like I love it so much.
But see, there again, you'll eat it like a tablespoonful at a time. Well, you won't eat it like a cereal bowl. Like,
no,
you will dabble in it for a while as opposed to like making yourself sick.
Yes, that's true.
I'm just speaking hypothetically. I'm just speaking based on what I hear other people say sometimes about their own relationships with chocolate.
I'll eat I'll eat bits and pieces. But I will say, like, last night I made Edie's, those monster cookies.
Yes.
And, I, like, those are something that if they're in my house, I cannot resist them. Like, I got up this morning and ate one before I even had my coffee this morning because I love them so much.
Yeah, but one. You ate one. Like, I...
But then I ate another one. Then I ate another one a little bit later.
Okay.
So, but I'll eat those on and off, like, all day. But I justify it because I think they have peanut butter and oats. So, I'm like, essentially, it's like
a oatmeal. Bar. It's like breakfast.
Yeah. Essentially, it's like a granola bar.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
So.
Okay, let's see. I'll find a couple of more questions. There was something I wanted to tell you that was not question related, and I can't think of what it was. I don't know. Okay. Somebody said, I'd love to know what your speaking engagement topics are like. And then specifically for Dot Mom, which we've talked about that, how we kind of think we know. But you're like I am. Like, I don't plan out, like, I'm going to talk about this over the course of the next year.
No, me neither.
It's kind of a thing. It's like an event to event thing.
Yeah, it really depends on the event and what people want and how it's geared. Because I feel like I speak at some events that are church events and some events that are non church events. So I just kind of go based on, you know, what what seems.
I always get kind of an impression on what I'm supposed to talk about. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I'm same. I don't really have one topic that I mean, so sometimes I'll do friendship and sometimes I'll do marriage and sometimes motherhood and then sometimes just to talk.
Okay, somebody wants to know, have y'all tried Chazden's Wynn Cleansing Conditioner?
I have not.
I have not either. My friend Elise did at one point, but I don't know if she still uses it or not.
Okay.
I've never tried it though. I'm just old school enough where I'm skeptical of something that does not lather.
Yeah, I agree. I like a lather. We've been buying a couple of, like, for Perry, I get these like shampoos from Trader Joe's that are like low sulfate, whatever. And yes. They don't really lather. And they, I mean, they're fine, but they, I'm not crazy about them.
I can't, I still associate a lot of suds with clean.
I agree. I like a good suds when I'm getting my hair washed.
Okay. Everybody wants to know, or maybe they don't want to know, but they did want to know back at the beginning of June about how your church services were going.
Oh, good. They're going good. I think, you know, it's like, I felt like last week, because we were a month in, I was like, I feel like we've kind of found our groove a little bit, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the first couple of weeks, I was so nervous about, is everything where it's supposed to be? Is everything, are we good? Is everybody happy? Is everybody, and I felt like this past week, I just kind of was like, okay, we're good. You know, like, we just kind of settled in a little bit. So I think it's been good. I think our numbers, like, we probably had less people last week than we've had, but I also think we kind of knew that going into summer because I just think people are on vacation and at camps and gone. And, you know, I think Father's Day, people have stuff going on. And, but it's, I mean, by and large, it's good. And, you know, I think the whole thing is, which I love about it is, we never got into this nothing in us wanted to start a big church or had dreams of, like, our goal is for us to have 300 people or whatever. We were kind of like, we're going to start this and we don't really care if it's just us. So it's really that pressure of, it's like having a dinner party where you're like, if anybody else shows up, that's fine. But we're happy with it just being our group. So it kind of takes the pressure off because you just enjoy, like, who's there from week to week and, like, what it looks like. So, it'll be interesting to see, like, over the long haul, because we were kind of like, until September, we probably won't have a good idea of who is, like, actually going to come as a regular thing and who is going to be an occasional visitor. And, but I think everybody who's coming really likes it.
Well, okay. So what are you going to speak about this Sunday? Like, aren't you doing this Sunday?
I am. I'm speaking this Sunday. It's my first time. I'm speaking out of Galatians, about, are we seeking the approval of man or God?
Oh gosh, I need to hear that.
Just a light topic. And something I don't struggle with at all.
No, I don't either.
I'm just talking about it for other people who might struggle with that.
Not that I memorized, fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Not that I didn't have to memorize that about 5 years ago and say it to myself over and over and over.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's the basis for my talk.
Well, I wish I were there to hear it.
Well, yeah, so it'll be, but it's, I really like it. I mean, I really like it. I like that it feels low key and casual and just kind of, it's just fun. So it's going really well. So, but you know, like with anything, these things come up because people were like, well, where do we tithe? And at first I was like, ah, why do we need to worry about that? But I'm like, oh, I guess we have to think about, you know, there's just stuff that you're like, you want church to just be so easy and simple, but I'm like, there's still just some things that you've got to figure out.
Yes.
So we're in the process of figuring. Yeah. And that's, yeah. So we're kind of figuring that out. And I think we're going to try to find, we're trying to find like, a teenage girl or something like that who may want to, we have a little room off to the side, which we weren't planning on having where the kids can go. And so we're trying to, right now we're working on finding somebody who can watch the kids.
Gotcha.
Like the little bitties. Like our goal is still, we want the family, we want families to be in there together. But I get that if you've got a 2-year-old, that may put a damper on your church experience trying to wrangle your 2-year-old.
Right. Yeah.
So that's that. So, but it's really, it's going really well.
Well, good.
Yeah. So me too.
All right. We got anything else?
No, I think that's it. I think I'm going to go get dressed and get ready for the dinosaurs.
Well, I think that sounds very exciting.
I know. What do y'all, so y'all are nothing today?
No, Alex, kind of, I mean, I don't know. I say we're nothing. We may end up doing something, but, I mean, we may go to the movies or something later on, but I don't know. I think he's got scouts tonight. And so, so we're going to try, we're going to lay low as long as we can.
Okay.
Without boredom setting in long term.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. You know, in the evenings, I've been watching The Good Wife, which is just, I know, I've been so happy about it. I feel like now I've got to power through it because I have a lot of books I want to read. And so I've got to finish watching The Good Wife first, but I'm getting close.
You can't serve two masters. You can't serve two books at the same time. You can't serve two masters.
That's right. You cannot. So I've got to. I've got to finish The Good Wife. I've got to see what's going to happen with Alicia and this whole state's attorney business. So.
Oh, gosh.
I have a goal. So.
I know. There's a point in it where I just want to say, hey, Florix, nobody run for anything for a little while. Like, everybody quit running for stuff and just be home. Like, be home and go to work. But.
Yeah.
But they're ambitious people.
They are. They're, and that's okay. They have goals and they have real, real things for themselves, but it stresses me out, you know, like when they were, cause the one I just watched, it was like, they were talking to her about all the skeletons in her closet and everything. And I thought, see, this is where I'd be like, okay, I'm out.
I know.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you for considering me, but this is way more than I can even comprehend or wrap my mind around. And this stress, I was stressed out for her. And so
I know
I was, yeah. So that was that. So we'll see where it goes from here.
Well, alrighty. Well,
okay.
Well, y'all have fun at the movie.
We will. We will. I'll report back. I'll give a full review on the next podcast. I'm sure everybody's dying to know.
As well as an update on the John Tesh radio show.
That's right. We'll see what's happening with that. I haven't heard anymore, so I'll let you know what my area of expertise turns out to be.
Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty. We'll talk to y'all later.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.